Hello, friends. Thank you for engaging with The Homily by Pastor Chilwell from Chapel Hill. I hope this message encourages you, challenges you, and moves you to go deeper in your faith and enrich how you love God and love your neighbor in your day-to-day life. Just a reminder, like the scriptures and gospels themselves, this homily was written for a particular community in a particular context of time and history. And yet, like our sacred texts, I hope that these words hold timeless truths about God's unconditional love and grace. We hope these words speak to you in a meaningful way.
Good afternoon. Good to see all of you here and those who are gathered online as we gather for our longest night worship service. Lutherans have a history with both and. We believe Christ to be both human and divine. We have a theology acknowledging that a part of our human condition is that we're both saint and sinner. We don't have a problem with faith and reason, with doubt and faith. And over the last few years, we've been talking about grief and how we understand the stages of grief, that we're okay with two or three or four emotions occupying ourselves all at the same time. And so part of this service, the reality of this service, is acknowledging and giving ourselves permission that in the midst of this very joyous, happy, bright season, that it can also be hard and filled with grief. It can be a blue Christmas in the season of Advent. And so part of this service is the acknowledgement and giving ourselves permission to feel all kinds of things in this season, that perhaps faith and doubt, grief and sorrow, loneliness and happiness, and joyful expectation all live in the same house, this body, my emotions. And oftentimes these what look like polar opposites or different feelings and emotions and realities, they can sometimes gather around and have a drink, maybe a cup of coffee, maybe have a meal. I'm sure they have lots of conversation. They sometimes argue. They sometimes see the world differently, but hopefully they can have a friendship and a companionship as we journey through life together. And that's what this service is about this afternoon. And so the language and the prayers and the hymns and the silence is very intentional to capture what we're feeling. Perhaps some words or phrases or songs or prayers will resonate with us, what we're going through this season. And so allow yourself to feel what you're feeling. You have permission. And also allow the Spirit of God, Emmanuel, perhaps shine something new within you to move you through this season. So today is the winter solstice, the longest night of the year in the northern hemisphere on Earth and our position with the sun. But then begin tomorrow, the days start getting just a little bit longer each and every day as we move from this spot on. And so tonight, as we sing, as we pray, as we reflect, we acknowledge that the light of Christ comes to us and guides us through the next steps and journey of our lives. Tonight we gather, daring to wonder if God indeed comes in Jesus. Discerning the rejection we have known, intimate with our failed relationships, holding our heartache in hands of tenderness. Tonight we gather with neighbors and strangers, a family made one by our brokenness. Coming with our hearts full of hope and our heads filled with doubt. Holy God of Advent, you became weak so that we would find strength in moments of heartbreak. You left the safety of heaven to wander the wilderness of this world. holding our hands when we feel hopeless. Set aside your glory. Behold our pain, so we might be healed. Even when there seems to be no hope, you became one of us. We would never be alone in any moment, in any circumstance. So come now, child of Bethlehem, to strengthen us in these days. May we feel your presence way that we've never known, not just as one born in a stable long ago and far away, but as one born in our hearts. You have promised to go before us into our brokenness, into hospital rooms, into empty houses, into graveyards, into our future held by God. And you are here, even now, waiting for each of us. Serve us. Behold us. Comfort us. Heal us. Who live in us now and forever. Amen. All around us are the sights and sounds of Christmas. Gentle God, the laughter of parties, songs of carolers, shouts of children, the music in every store. But deep within us, we carry our pain. Our grief walks with us every step we take. Loneliness is a shawl we drape over our shoulders on empty nights. So in this time, when every night stretches into eternity, we come to you bringing our gifts, not gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but grief, bitterness, and love. This season, when so many people don't have enough hours in a day to get their lists checked off, their cards mailed, their presents wrapped, we have all the time in the world. Remember the loss that has stolen the joy of the season, to grieve over a job, a dream, a loved one. Sit in the shadows of our homes, too weary to turn on the lights. Wander the streets lit by lights on all the houses, but not by the light of the world. God of hope, you shed your light in the darkness of this world. Grant that we may always live in the promise of your word made flesh. Inspire and empower us to be your body in the world. God of mercy, you comfort all in need of your tender care. Watch over those who are sick, those who mourn, those who struggle with addiction, those who wrestle with loneliness, and those who struggle in the midst of holiday joy. God of peace, our world longs for shalom. Establish your justice in the nations of this world, that all might strive for the well-being of all creation and the good of all people. God of joy, you fill our world with the light of your presence, that we may share in word and deed the good news of Christ's coming. May God bless you and keep you. May God's holy darkness enfold you and grant you rest. May God nourish a seed of hope among us.
Amen.
Thank you for listening. If there is anything that stood out for you, or if you have a question, or you just want to have a conversation, you are always free to reach out and contact us. And remember, you are not alone, and that you are loved with a love stronger than death.